Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today we're going to talk a bit about sports and the trials we confront during our walk of faith. Often before we can say, I have fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith, 2 Timothy 4:7, we must say, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. And that is Philippians 3:12-14. In most cases, before standing on the winner's podium, we must first fight for the victory. The analogy between sports and our faith is very relevant. Paul even uses this image to illustrate Christian life as a whole. When you put your faith into action, you have to fight against invisible but very real adversaries, enemies, unbelief, temptations, sickness, states of heart and mind, etc. The Christian's training is these trials. So many tests of your faith face you, a real obstacle course every day. A champion doesn't become a champion, either of the faith or in sports, by lounging on the couch and channel surfing. A champion trains every day, suffers in order to surpass his or her own accomplishments and improve his or her performance, to finish the race and bring back the prize. Don't dread the trials, my friend. Don't be afraid to run the good race. Fight the good fight in order to win the victory. Take a look at the bleachers in the stadium where you're running. Jesus is there to support and empower you in this race. Let's pray together. Jesus, I put my faith into action today. I know my training as a Christian is these trials, and I choose not to dread them. I will fight the good fight. I do not lose heart or give up. Thank you for empowering me and being with me through it all. In your name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.